Sarah Truma is for a dollar mission again more share truma. What is the share for truma? The Torah did not give a share for truma. According to the Torah, even if one separates just one kernel of wheat, that's enough for the truma. The Rabbanan did give a share for truma. What is the share that the Rabbanan gave? Ayin yafa achas me'arfa. Rabbanan says somebody who has an ayin yafa, somebody who is generous and wants to take off a large amount for truma, should take off 1/40 of his produce should go for truma. Bishami armi mishloisha. Bishami is machmir. He said that a generous person should take off 1/30 of his produce for truma. Bahabeninis mechamisha. Somebody who is middle of the road, not too generous, not too stingy, he should take off 1/50 for truma. Now Bishami would hold 1/40. And just like Bishami says, somebody who is generous takes off 1/30, so according to Bishami, somebody who is middle of the road would take off 1/40. Bahara mishisha. Somebody who is stingy, he has an iron raw, he would take off 1/60. That's the least amount that one should take off for truma. Even somebody who is stingy shouldn't take off less than 1/60 for truma. And according to Beis Shammai, it would be 1/50. Taran ba'ala b'yado echad mishishim. Let's say somebody is middle of the road and he wants to take off 1/50. But truma is not measured out. Instead, it's taken off by estimation. So he took off truma, and it turned out that he took off 1/60. He planned on taking off 1/50. But when he took off the truma, he realized it was only 1/60. Truma v'ein hatzarach litrum. What he took off would be valid truma, even though he took off less than he wanted to, and he doesn't have to go ahead and take off any more truma than he already did. As since 1/60 is a minimum amount for truma, even though he planned on taking 1/50 for truma, 1/60 is also a valid truma. Now, if the person had taken off 1/60 by mistake, and he wanted to take off a little more, and he went ahead and took off some extra for truma, that extra amount that he took off is not truma at all. And since 1/60 is sufficient for truma, even though he normally takes off 1/50, any extra amount that he takes off is not truma at all. Therefore, the extra amount that he takes off would be chayav in maaser. As truma that is given to the kohen is not chayav in maaser. But since he had already taken off truma, the extra amount that he takes off is not truma, and therefore is no different than the rest of the produce, and it's chayav in maaser. Allah biyado meishishim be'echad. But let's say somebody mistakenly took off less than 1/60. He took off only 1/61. For example, he had 60 saw of grain, and he took off 1 saw for the truma. So he took off 1/61 for truma. In such a case, he took off less than the minimum amount. So therefore, he has to take off a little bit extra to make up the difference. So the Mishnah says, truma, the yasta, the yitron, kamosha, ulamud, b'mido, uvamishko, v'minyan. So 1/61, he already took off. That would be a valid truma, but it's not sufficient since it's less than the minimum amount. So he should take off a little bit extra according to the amount that he normally takes off. If he takes off normally 1/60, so he would take off a tiny bit extra in order to make up to 1/60. If he normally takes off 1/50, then he has to take off a little bit extra in order to make it up to 1/50. And that extra that he takes, he should measure it out with a measuring cup or with the weight or by number. Even though normally when you take off truma, it's done by estimation, you don't measure it out. But in this case, if he already took off truma and is only making up the difference between the amount that he took off and the amount that he normally takes, he should measure out the difference. Rabbi Yehuda, I am Absalom, and I'm Rabbi Yehuda says so too. When you take off a little bit extra truma to make up the difference, you don't have to take it off min hamukkah, meaning the truma that you take off doesn't have to be near the rest of the produce. Even though normally when you take off truma, the truma has to be near the rest of the produce, but in this case, that you already took off truma, you're only taking off a little bit extra to make up the difference. The truma that you take off doesn't have to be next to the rest of the produce. Somebody who says to the shliach, go and take truma for me. Appoint an agent to take truma from his produce. The amount of truma the shliach should take is according to what he thinks the Baal Bais would have taken himself. If he thinks the Baal Bais is generous, he should take 1/40. If he thinks the Baal Bais is stingy, he should take 1/60. And if he thinks the Baal Bais is the middle of the road, he should take 1/50. Many of their daito shabbat bayit, tarin kabeinu des achas mecham mishin. If the shliach does not know what the Baal Bais would have taken, he doesn't know if the Baal Bais is generous or stingy. In such a case, he should take off the medium amount, 1/50. Pichet asara, o hosif asara trumasa truma. But if in a case when the shliach does not know what the Baal Bais would have taken, instead of taking 1/50, he takes 10 less, meaning he takes 1/40, or he takes 10 more, meaning he takes 1/60. the Truma would be a valid Truma. Even though he was supposed to take off 1/50th, being that he does not know what the Ba'avayis himself would have taken, but if he takes off 1/60th or 1/40th, it's also a valid Truma. Because the Shliach can say, that's what I think the Ba'avayis would have taken. Even though he doesn't know for sure what the Ba'avayis would have wanted, he can say, I think the Ba'avayis would have wanted 1/60th or 1/40th, so therefore, it is a valid Truma. In the Skagen Lahoysev, Afilo Achas ain't Truma with Truma. But if the Shliach knows exactly how much Truma the Ba'avayis would have wanted him to take, and he deliberately changes the amount, even if he takes up only 1% more, it is not a valid Truma. And since he is changing the Rasam of the Ba'avayis, he knows the Ba'avayis wants him to take off a certain amount, and he is taking off a different amount. He is no longer considered a Shliach of the Ba'avayis, as he's only a Shliach if he's doing what the Ba'avayis wants. But in this case, he's not doing what the Ba'avayis want. So he is no longer a Shliach, and therefore the Truma that he takes is not a Truma, as only a Shliach can take out Truma from somebody else's produce, but he is no longer considered a Shliach.